This one is going to be Rosie, Rosie Botello, Botello, 4763. Remember, today is 1/26/25. This is a 62-year-old woman currently in hospice with history of COPD, stage 4 heart, New York Association heart failure with shortness of breath at length, at rest, as well as with activity. Lives with her daughter, Kiera, K-I-E-R-A. She's bedbound. She's obese. She's O2 dependent. Has a sleep apnea. Wears her CPAP when she wants to. Most of the time, she refuses to wear it for her daughter. She has shortness of breath at rest and at activity. Has a 1+ pupil edema. Patient is now more confused also. Has difficulty sleeping and has a bout of not recognizing anyone in the household, including herself, period. Vaccination is up to date. Patient's medication includes Celexa 20 milligram, Midridine 2.5 milligram, Vicodin for pain. Patient, of course, is O2 dependent at 3 liters with O2 sat of 93%. History, patient is on Neurontin, Albuterol, Protonics 40 milligram, and Thyroid 225 microgram, Pravastatin 80 milligram, and Albuterol inhaler, period. Nipiragraf patient also used to be a caregiver and a provider in the past. Her blood pressure is 101 over 55 with the help of Midridine. 70 pulse, 93% O2 sat on 3 liters of oxygen, period. The 62-year-old woman with history of congestive heart failure end stage with sleep apnea, pedal edema, right-sided heart failure, O2 dependency, shortness of breath, New York Heart Association, class 4, KPS score of 40%, has continued to deteriorate on hospice, most likely has less than 6 months to live, given patient's total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, the fact that she's bedbound, and the worsening of her clinical symptoms of congestive heart failure. Thank you.